Technically, it is still autumn, and we're coming up on the final full weekend of fall. However, there's no question that it feels like winter, and it's going to look like winter around here before the weekend is through. For now, though, it's the cold that is the big story across New York and western New England. Highs today are only in the teens and 20s. We've had a bit of a gusty wind out of the west, at times gusting close to 20 miles per hour, and that makes it feel even colder. It's also a very dry air mass. Dew point temperatures are in the single digits above and below zero, and that's an indication that the air mass is of Arctic origin. And it's going to remain cold around here over the next couple of days. We're also watching some lake effect snow redevelop right now. It took a bit of a break this morning, but now bands are beginning to form again off of Lakes Erie and Ontario. So there's the potential for another significant snow event off the lakes tonight. And for some of us, we'll see some of those snow showers and flurries come on through from time to time. By tomorrow, another push of cold will arrive from the north in the form of an Arctic front, and that will likely trigger some snow showers or even some heavier snow squalls as we go through the day tomorrow. As the front sweeps across from north to south, it should cut off the lake effect snow. But again, that front will trigger its own snow, so we will see the potential for some accumulations, at least in spots, as we go through the day tomorrow. The best potential, though, will come from an ocean storm that will arrive here over the weekend. A very cold air mass will be in place, so it looks like snow will develop as we work through the day on Saturday. And it looks like the snow will pick up in intensity Saturday night into Sunday morning before tapering to lighter snow by Sunday afternoon. It might mix a bit across the far south, where some warmer air will mix into the storm, transitioning the snow over to maybe some sleet or maybe even some freezing rain. But by and large, it looks like it's going to be a snow event for most of us, and the potential will exist for a moderate or potentially heavier accumulation of snow in excess of 6 inches. So that's something that we will certainly monitor over the next few days. And now here's my latest regional forecast. First, for the North Country, the Adirondacks, all of Vermont, the Southern Champlain Valley, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, and the Lake George Saratoga region, including Glens Falls. Mostly cloudy with a chance of snow showers or squalls tonight, low 6 to 14. Tomorrow, variably cloudy with a chance of snow showers or squalls, high 16 to 22. For the Northern Catskills, Mohawk Valley, and Southern Adirondacks, including Utica and Gloversville. Tonight, mostly cloudy with a chance of snow showers or squalls and some bands of lake effect snow, low 6 to 14. Tomorrow, variably cloudy with a chance of snow showers or squalls, high 16 to 22. For the southeastern Catskills, mid and lower Hudson Valley, and interior southern New England, including Middletown, Poughkeepsie, Westchester, Hartford, and Springfield. Partly cloudy tonight, low in the lower to mid-teens. Tomorrow, variably cloudy with a chance of snow showers or squalls, high in the 20s to around 30. For the Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, and the Berkshires. Variably cloudy tonight with a chance of snow showers, low in the lower to mid-teens. Tomorrow, variably cloudy with a chance of snow showers or squalls, high 18 to 24. Region-wide on Saturday, increasing clouds with snow developing, highs in the teens and 20s, and on Sunday cloudy with periods of snow likely, possibly mixing in the south, with highs in the 20s. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Garrett Argyanis.